AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. President Trump is scheduled to address the UN General Assembly later this morning. In an AP interview, International Crisis Group UN Director Richard Goen says Trump seems to like his General Assembly appearances.
He always likes to get the attention and get the applause from other leaders. And I actually think that Trump will be coming to New York not to berate the UN, but instead to talk about his own domestic policy successes and foreign policy successes.
A federal judge has overturned a Trump administration funding cut, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
A federal judge orders the Trump administration to restore $500 million in federal grant funding to UCLA. U.S. District Judge Rita Lynn has issued a preliminary injunction, saying the government likely violated the Administrative Procedure Act that requires specific procedures and explanations for federal funding cuts. UCLA says the Trump administration suspended $584 million in federal grants over allegations of civil rights violations related to anti-Semitism and affirmative action. Last month, Lynn issued a ruling that restored $81 million in grants to UCLA. The Trump administration has used its control of federal funding to push for reforms at elite colleges that the president thinks are overrun by liberalism and anti-Semitism. I'm Mike Hempen.
At a news conference yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the Trump Justice Department shut down a bribery probe started by the Biden administration against Tom Homan.
They found zero evidence of illegal activity or criminal wrongdoing. And the White House and the president stand by Tom Homan 100% because he did absolutely nothing wrong.
More on this story on APNews.com. This is AP News. The Trump administration is pushing ahead with an effort to address the rise in autism cases. AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump says the Food and Drug Administration will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen,
commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
And he's not holding back on advice.
I think you shouldn't take it. And you shouldn't take it during the entire pregnancy.
But the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has long recommended acetaminophen as a safe option during pregnancy.
There's really nothing new that is coming out as of this new announcement.
Dr. Stephen Fleischman suggests isolating on Tylenol is misguided.
There are so many reasons people take acetaminophen in pregnancy. So is it the acetaminophen, or was it the fact that the patient developed a fever from something else?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.